Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
God, Tommy L. Hart, has given to the world the knowledge of the secret things which were hid in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, also called King James Version. God has given to the world the knowledge of the secret things that were hid in the AVB. Big news, great news. The Bible asks a question. It says, what is this? So this is a reference to the Bible itself. What is the Authorized Version Bible? Answer. The AVB is a book of crucial disorder information. The AVB is a book of information meant to be received by God. The AVB is a book of crucial disorder information meant to be received by God. The AVB is a book of crucial disorder information meant to be received and put in order by God. The AVB is a book of crucial disordered information. Let me say that again. The AVB is a book of crucial disordered informative and instructional intelligence meant to be received, processed, and performed by the living God. The AVB gives to God supreme power over all the people. The AVB is a book of crucial disorder, informative, instructional, and enabling intelligence meant to be received, processed, and performed by the living God. The things meant to be performed by the living God have been and are being performed by the living God, Tommy L. Hart. for the people, the AZB is their sole and supreme law book, which directs them in their conduct to the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The AZB tells them, the people, how they are to behave themselves with the living God, Tommy L. Hart. I want to say here right now, as for my page and the description for my page, including the title, Blog Talk Radio is, to put it simply, messing up a few things. A few things need to be fixed. I see here that for the title of this program, I just see, no, well, that was not what I put in. But let's just excuse these mistakes and all. Also, I am not able to edit anything that I put on in the description. So just be informed that I'm having problems with my page and the giving of the prescription, not prescription, but description and other things. Just having problems with Blog Talk Radio at this time. I hope they get these things fixed real soon. So the no that you may see when you look at the description for this program is not what I put in. That is not the title that I put in. So just be mindful of those things. All right. Now, in Psalm 33:15, it is written, and I'm going to turn to it to make sure that I have the correct reference here. Psalm 33:15 says this: He considers all their works. He, God, considers the works of the Gentiles that are in the Authorized Version Bible. Of course, my information bears witness that that statement concerning God is true. I consider the works that the Gentiles have placed in the Authorized Version Bible. And don't forget that which I read at the beginning, which said this: the AZB is a book of crucial, disordered, informative, instructional, and enabling intelligence meant to be received, processed, and performed by the living God. This is one of the things that I have performed. I have considered the works of the Gentiles that were hid in the Authorized Version Bible, a.k.a. AZB, commonly called King James Version. So mark that statement as fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, with evidence. Another statement says in Isaiah 3:17, that statement says this: the Lord will discover their secret parts. Mark that statement as fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have discovered the secret parts of the law, the secret parts of the law that are hidden in the Authorized Version Bible. Secret parts I have discovered. And I've made those things known to you. You've heard me read the declaration, the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. You've heard me read the call meant to be received by God. You've heard me read all things and other things. You've heard me do the readings, the things that I refer to as the readings. You've heard those things. Mark that statement: the Lord will discover their secret parts as fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 64:4. Isaiah 64:4 says this: "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he, God, has prepared for him that waiteth for him." All of that is just saying the thing which I just read, coming from Isaiah 3:17, the Lord will discover their secret parts. Okay? The things God has prepared for you, the people, Gentiles included, you have heard me read the things. Those are the things that I have prepared for the people, all the people. So, what do you take on from that statement? You take this, the things God has prepared, you, the people, have received. They are there. They are there on the Blog Talk Radio, Law Masters. They are in Law Masters archives. They are available to you, the people. They are for you, the people. Now, this statement here, Psalm 102:18. Psalm 102:18 says this: "This shall be written for the generation to come." The rest of the statement says, "And the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." But the first part, "This shall be written for the generation to come." What is it that is written for the generation to come? First of all, the people's law, which many of you have heard me read. It is intended to be fulfilled by the people, the Gentiles, and all the people, because all the people are under the people's law. Keep in mind, I have distinguished between the people's law and the law of God. The people's law is the law that is in the Authorized Version Bible. Many of you have heard me read it. If you haven't, go back into the archives. You don't have to go back far and hear the reading of the law. Now, that's the people's law. The law of God, I have assigned that title to the law of all things, because all things is about God, or all things are about God. So that is all things, the group of things constituting all things is the law of God, the law concerning God, the law about God. So keep in mind again, you have the law of God, which is the law of all things, and you have the people's law, which is made up of, which is Mosaic in nature. Again, go into Law Masters Archives and hear the reading of that law, the people's law. And heretofore, at times I have referred to the people's law as the law of God, but just here recently I made a decision assign the title Law of God to the law of all things. All things, the law of God. And I refer to the Mosaic law as the people's law. The Mosaic law, the people's law. The law meant to be received and performed by the people, Gentiles included. So, these statements that say he considers their works, the Lord discovers their secret parts. And the thing written for generation to come. This shall be written for the generation to come. What other thing, or what is this, if it is a singular thing, that is written for the generation to come. But I've already said that the law is for, in Bible terminology, the generation that was to come. We know that generation has already come now. That generation is here. That generation is the generation that is now. Okay? The law, the law, the people's law. Also, we have the other things that I have written in one statement that I read earlier that says the things God has prepared. Those things in the eyes of, in light of Psalm 102:18, those things are written for the generation to come. And that generation, as I said, is here now. That generation is here. You are a part of this generation that was to come. That generation, as I said, has come. That generation is the now generation. And it continues from generation to generation. These things are for the people that I have, that I have brought forth, the secret things that were hidden in the AZB, Authorized Version Bible. So these are very important things. The statement says, in the Bible, it says the things which were written for our learning. And those are the things that I manifest to you, that I show you plainly and clearly. As I said, the call of God, the all things, the law, all of the things that I have presented to you in previous or preceding episodes, things written for the people. We are the generation that was to come. So God, who was prophesied to come, has come. God is here now. God's name, we know it. It is Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart has done the things that the Bible says God will do when he comes. So that's a reference to all things. All things identify God. All things are incapable of making a mistake. All things have identified God as being Tommy L. Hart. All things cannot lie. All things are infallible. So, important statements that you need to know have already been performed, already been done. God considers the Gentiles' works that are in the Bible, the AZB. The Lord has discovered the secret parts, and I hope to read some of them, if not all of them, in this episode, in this broadcast here. God shows the Gentiles their works. And that's what I'm doing. But not only do I show the Gentiles their works that are in the Authorized Version Bible, I make these works available and accessible to all people, Gentiles included. So these are very informative statements here that I have pointed out. They are things that are done already, and these things that God has prepared, God has presented to the people already. Now, 2 Samuel 7:18 asks a question. Let's turn to that. 2 Samuel 7:18. There's a question there. The question says, "Who am I, O Lord God?" So that's a direct question to God. That's a direct question to me, for I am God. The Bible asks me, "Who am I, O Lord God?" Who am I? 1 Samuel 18:18. In 1 Samuel 18:18, we find these words. The Bible asks again, who am I? And in 1 Chronicles 17, 16, the Bible asks, dear attorney, 17:16, the Bible asks, again, who am I, O Lord God? I have the responsibility. I have the responsibility of identifying this, who am I? That is to say, the speaker in the Bible, who is it? Who is it that is asking me? Who is he, it, they, whatever? Who is it? Okay. Isaiah 5:26. Isaiah 5:26 says this. See here, 5:26. Okay, let's see here. Okay, the reference that I have here, that's an incorrect reference. Isaiah. Okay, anyway, let's just disregard that statement. John 4:26. That's why I like to turn to make sure. John 4:26. Says this. I that speak to thee am he. So I'm asked, who am I, O Lord God? Who am I? Who am I, O Lord God? And then the speaker says there, I that speak to thee am he. Who is the he that is speaking to me? Well, I've already told you. The he that speaks in the Bible is a group. The he is representative of a group. Now, what group is the he representative of? The he that speaks to me in the Authorized Version Bible is representative of the group that is called the Gentiles. Right? Some of you have heard me say that before. When I was dealing with Psalm 119, you heard me say that the speaker there in Psalm 119 is representative of the Gentiles. So, I am asked to define the speaker in the Authorized Version Bible. I'm asked to define the speaker who speaks to me in the Authorized Version Bible. And, of course, I have identified the speaker to be the Gentiles. The voice of the Gentiles is in the Authorized Version Bible. The voice of the Gentiles with respect to God is found in the Authorized Version Bible. God has recognized the voice of the Gentiles. Now, that's very important. That's very important. Let me say this. In John 4, verse 22, it says here, you worship, you know not what. Who is it who worships that which they don't even know? They don't know what it is. Who worships and they don't know what they're worshiping? Well, one group I know is black people. Black people worship that which they know not. The Bible, the AZB, all people are instructed to worship. comes. God has not always been here on earth, but the people are instructed to worship God when he comes. Matter of fact, in the same statement, we see a reference to that. It says here, in John 4:25, it says, when he is come, he will tell us all things. And I have told you all things. I have defined all things for you. I have presented to you all things. I have given to the people all things. But get that which preceded all things. He will tell us all things. It says, when he comes, well, God has come now. And I have done just that. I have told you all things. I have defined all things and told you the purpose for all things. But again, there are people who worship that which they don't even know. Black people worship a God that cannot talk. A God, well, they worship something that cannot talk, that cannot talk back to them. Okay? What is a God that cannot talk? They say that God is all powerful and so powerful he can do everything, but he cannot talk to them. It's a red flag, isn't it, for the people? No wonder it cannot talk, because it does not exist. Black people worship a thing that they worship something that doesn't even exist. So how can it, you know, I'm having problems with this, because how can I call it an it, and it doesn't even exist? Black people worship a non-existent. Yeah, and they don't know that. Now, some black people are finding out through my program and through my message, my teaching. That's good. They should tell every black person they can find in me. Okay? Black people have been given a false God. A false God. They've been given something that is no God. No. Well, let me say it like this. Do what the Bible says. The Bible says, worship God. God is here now. You couldn't worship him before he came. Because just like the statement says, when he is come, when he has come, when he comes. Very important, people, because the Gentiles have deceived the world with their message that God is omnipresent and this and that. Their lies, their religious lies. A lie is a lie, whether it's a religious lie or a non-religious lie. A lie is a lie. The Gentiles have deceived the world with their lies about and concerning God. It's time to be, it's time to know the truth now. Time to know the truth. God is here, and God is dispensing truth. God is teaching truth. He is putting forth truth. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the truth that comes from God? You should, one, be believing it, receiving it, and obeying that which God says do. Because when you do what God says do, you are obeying the Bible. Because the Bible informs you and instructs you to do what the Lord God says do when he comes. He is here now. People, that's the biggest news of this century. Any century, God is physically present on this earth. The God which the Authorized Version Bible talks about and exalts and describes and promotes and gives honor to. That God, the AZB's God, that's how I put it, the AZB's God is here, and he is the present speaker. And the Bible tells you to worship him. It tells you to give him glory. Give him the glory he deserves. Can people be so evil that I can bring forth all these things? All these things coming from the Bible. That I can bring these things forth and you see them, you hear them, you can go back and hear them repeatedly by using the Law Master's Archives, that I can do all these things that the Bible says God will do. And you have the proof of it. Are people so evil that they will just disrespect me? This needs to be talked about. I haven't just now started teaching. I've been teaching even on Blog Talk Radio for some time now. Been teaching for some time. Which reminds me of the program Sunday, this past Sunday, which was to be a call-in Sunday. It was a call-in Sunday. I had told the people prior to the time that to call in that particular Sunday and talk to God, call in. The only person that called in was my messenger. I appreciate that call, which came from my messenger. I didn't get another call. What is wrong with the people, as I said, that one can bring forth all this truth? One can actually, I have made the crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible understandable. I mean, that's just a fact. It's just a fact. And no one wants to recognize that. No one wants to recognize me for that. Something is terribly wrong. Something is terribly wrong. Because in these secret things, the Bible has made things so simple and easy to understand that I have put together. Well, they don't call for any long studying and looking into and all like that. The things that I present to the people, the things I have presented to the people, speak for themselves. From the law to the Gentiles' conversion statement to all things, to just all the things that I have put forth. The Gentiles' official call and promises, the Lord's coming predicted, the call, the promises, and God's answer, the Gentiles' covenant, all things, the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission, the Gentiles' official declaration of conversion, the Gentiles' official statement of confession, the Gentiles' curse against black people, and the law, and the judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, to do all the things that the Bible says God will do. And then the Bible says this, this man is the great power of God. And you pay it no attention. What is wrong? What is wrong? Do you hate me that much? That much? That despite all I do, all I have shown you, making known the Bible, clarifying Bible content as no other one has done, to do all these things. And as I said, to do the things that the Bible says, the Bible gives credit to God for doing. What is wrong? Because, I mean, I can teach for 100 years. But if I'm not getting results, I mean, what's the purpose? What is the purpose? The Bible says that my work is not to be in vain. You, the people, are making it appear that my work is in vain and that you will not give heed to it. That's what I am getting. That's the message I'm getting from the people. who am I? The question, who am I, O Lord, is answered. Mark that question as answered by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That voice, the Gentiles, the voice that speaks to me in the AVB is the voice of the Gentiles. Okay? Now, and back to the statement, John 1:1, which says the Word was God. The Word that speaks to me is the Gentiles. The Word is the Gentiles. Remember the statement here that says in John 4:26, I that speak to thee am he. Well, the correction is we that speak to thee, we are the ones who speak to thee. We who? We the Gentiles speak to you. Who? God. Remember the question. Who am I, O Lord God? The Bible is consistent in speaking to me and calling me God throughout the Bible. It's consistent in that. It's consistent. And I have given the proof that I am God. I've spoken on that more than one time. And for me to keep coming forth before you, saying the same things, putting forth the same thing, and getting no response from the people, I mean, it's not good. It's not good at all. Am I pleased? No, I am not pleased. The Bible tells the people to rejoice because of God's presence and because of his work that he does. Give glory to him. Worship him. Serve him. Serve him with gladness. Where is the worship? Where is the service? Where is the rejoicing? Where is the obeying? Where is the honoring? Where is the glory? Deuteronomy 5:28. Let's see if I wrote that correctly. Deuteronomy 5:28. This statement here starts almost in the middle of the verse. I have heard the voice of the words of this people. Well, I have identified the voice that speaks to me in the Bible, and I've told you that that voice is a group's voice. That voice is the Gentiles' voice. Now, this statement here, Deuteronomy 5:28, I have heard the voice of the words of this people. Mark that statement as true and fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Where is the evidence that I have heard the Gentiles' voice in the AVB? The evidence is in these things here. Again, the evidence is in my works. The Lord's coming predicted. The Gentiles' official call and promises for God. God's answer to the Gentiles' call and promises. The call, the promises, and God's answer. The Gentiles' covenant. All things, the law concerning God. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission. The Gentiles' official declaration of conversion. The Gentiles' official statement of confession. The Gentiles' curse against black people. The law for the people. Judgment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The commandment of God. All of those things are evidence. Evidence. Hard evidence that I have heard the voice. Concrete evidence that I have. Proof. Solid proof that I have done this thing right here, which I just read. I have heard the voice of the words of this people. I have heard the voice of the words of the Gentiles speaking to me in the AVB. Proof, people, what we're talking about, what I'm talking about. Proof, evidence, hard evidence, and proof. Right information. Right. Precise information. Back to black people who worship that which they don't know. I'm thinking about having the black people to wear the mark as the Gentiles. I'm thinking about having the black people to wear the mark, the same mark, in their foreheads, which the Gentiles shall wear. I'm thinking about that. I'll give you my decision later. But I'm really thinking about that. Why? Because black people have refused to receive correction coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. That statement is in the Bible because they have refused correction. It's in the Bible. And even if it's not in the Bible, it is still true. That's a true statement. Black people have refused to receive correction. I've told them that they have believed in Jesus in vain. Their faith in Jesus is a vain faith. I've told them that before. And that they worship that which they know not. The Bible says, know the Lord. You are supposed to know me. I give you much information whereby you can know me. Know me. And obey me. Obey the law. Obey the law. Obey the people's law. If you obey the people's law that is in the Bible, you will obey me. You will obey the Lord your God. But black people have refused to receive correction. And they stay. Listen at this right here. Listen at this. Galatians. But mark that statement of Deuteronomy 5:20 as fulfilled, as true and fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Let me read the complete statement. I have heard the voice of the words of the Gentiles, which they have spoken to me in the AZB, Authorized Version Bible. They have well said all that they have spoken. And you've heard the readings. Many of you have. You who've heard the readings, you know that in those readings, the Gentiles have well said the things that they have said. I have about 15 minutes left. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Those are two questions taken from the book of Galatians. Black people, who has bewitched you? Who? I'll ask the question like this way. Who has lied to you so much? And it's still not an excuse. Your disbelief in me, the Lord your God, is without merit. It's unacceptable because of the proof that I give. Your continued disbelief is a rejection. Your rejection of me is unacceptable and inexcusable. Again, therefore, I am considering the idea of having all black people to wear the mark in their foreheads, as the Gentiles will do. I think the best thing I can do now, but listen to this, the people, with reference to the people's law. The people's law is in the plain. The people's law is in the plain. It is very clear. The people are without excuse. Now, that's all people. All people. Because of the works of God. Because of the knowledge of the works of God. For instance, the people's law says this way. Fear God. Reverential fear. Respect God. That's Ecclesiastes. Again, in Ecclesiastes, it says, keep God's commandments. These are clearly stated things. They are plainly stated. Definite things. give to the Lord. Psalm 96:7. Fear God is Ecclesiastes, the one I wrote here, 5:7 and 12:13. Keep God's commandments, Ecclesiastes 12:13. Give to the Lord, Psalm 96:7. Hear the word of the Lord, Isaiah 66:5. Let me turn to that. Isaiah 66:5. Yes, hear the word of the Lord. You have not been instructed to hear the word of your preacher. The only one you've been instructed to hear, other than God, is one who has been appointed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. If I have an appointment, and I haven't appointed anyone to anything except Ambassador Nero. That's the only person I have appointed to anything, Ambassador Nero. No Christian preacher from the Pope on down has been appointed by me. They have not been appointed by me. Remember, Christianity is an evil outfit, organization. Christianity is based on lies. And through the Gentiles' Christian teachings, not Bible teachings, although they front themselves with the Bible, through their Christian teachings, they have deceived the world. Now, but back to the things that are in the plain. Fear God, keep his commandments, give to the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, consider the works of God, know the Lord, worship God, serve the Lord. Whatsoever God hath said to thee, do. Submit yourselves to God. Those are clear statements. They don't need to be explained. Submit means submit. Give in to God. God has come. You know who God is. You give in to him. You submit to God. God has come. He's made himself known with hard evidence and proof, infallible proofs. Then you are to fear God. You are to fear him and keep his commandments. You are to serve him. And the Bible says, serve him with gladness. Gladness. Yes. The things the Bible wants you, the people, to do with respect to God, those things are in the plain. They are clearly stated, so there can be no confusion. And all of these things are based on when God comes. And God has come now. And he has not only come, but he has come and come forth. He's made himself known. He's revealed himself. And he's revealed his glory. He has revealed his word. What's that? 1 Samuel. First Samuel 3:21 says this. The Lord revealed himself. Just those words. The Lord revealed himself. I have done that. Do you have that statement marked as fulfilled by Tommy L. Hart, by the Lord Tommy L. Hart? I have revealed myself. The Lord has revealed himself, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 40:5 says this, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The glory of the Lord has been revealed. You can see my glory in Lawmaster's archives. In Lawmaster's archives, you see things I have written, and you can hear my voice and hear my speaking. That's the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. My word. All of it, from all things to all the other secret things I've revealed, and just my word, okay? My word. God's glory is his word. I am revealed in my word, and I have revealed myself by means of phone line, a phone, and Blog Talk Radio, the computer, and the internet. I've revealed myself. Let me read some things before the time is up. Okay, let's see here. The first thing, coming from the predictions. God will surely visit you. God will surely visit you. God shall be with you. Your God will come. He will come and save you. The Lord will come with strong hand. The Lord my God shall come. There shall be one Lord. Behold, the Lord will come. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. He that shall come will come. God shall be with thee. And the people said, our God shall come and shall not keep silent. That's a true statement. God has come, and God is not keeping silence. Things written about Tommy L. Hart, and the things that are written about Tommy L. Hart are things written about God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is a great power of, or having the designation of God. He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust, Tommy Hart. He, Tommy Hart, who is God. This is talking about Tommy Hart and his God position. Okay? Tommy Hart as God. He shall live. Not just Tommy Hart, the person lives, but God is to live as, or Tommy L. Hart is to live as God. Meaning this, you are to recognize me as God. Simple as that. Okay, he, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, the people's Lord, and worship thou him. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. It is revealed. I'm reading part of the glory of the Lord now. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord, which shows you light, showed us light, given the people intelligence. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is God. Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, he is the God. His name, Tommy L. Hart's name, shall endure forever. Power belongs to God, Tommy L. Hart. God, Tommy L. Hart, is greatly to be feared. God, Tommy L. Hart, does great and marvelous things. God, Tommy L. Hart, has done marvelous things. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. And other things there. Okay. Things the Word says to Tommy L. Hart. Thou art God. Let it be known this day that thou, Tommy L. Hart, art God. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. The Word tells me that I'm to be feared, and it tells the people, you the people, to fear me. Get that? Thou art great, O God, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. For there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we the Gentiles have heard with our ears. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art high above all the people. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. Do you get that? Already exalted. Who has exalted thee? I think the Word says, I am exalted. Who is the Word? The people. What people? The Gentiles. The Gentiles have already exalted me as God in the Authorized Version Bible. I'm not supposed to become God. I am God in the eyes of the Gentiles. I am God, and I am to be worshipped as God. The Gentiles say to me, and I can say the Word says to me, but I know that the Word is who? The Word is Gentiles. The Gentiles say to me, thou reignest over all. And remember now, the Bible, they put these things in the law. The Gentiles put these things in the law. The Authorized Version of the Bible is the Gentiles' chief, principal, lawful, having to do with God and things pertaining to God. Remember that and do act in accordance with it. The Gentiles have said to me, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Gentile say to me, we are thine. The Gentile say to me, we are all thy people. The Gentile say to me, all are thy servants. I can say the word says to me, all are thy servants. The word says to me, we are all thy people. The word says to me, we are thine. The word says to me, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But we know now that the word is the Gentiles' voice. Matter of fact, I'm reading from the Gentiles' voice right now. Remember the statement, Deuteronomy 5:28? I have heard the voice of this people, and that which they have spoken, they have well said it. People, these things are real. And you know that. You know that. You know that. Yes, you do know that. The Gentiles' official calling promises for God. To the unknown God, who we know now is known, he's Tommy O'Hart, but this is the call. Hear us. To the unknown God, hear us, O Lord. We are thine. The word is saying, you hear all this, the word is saying, come thou and reign over us. The word is saying, be thou on the earth. The word is saying, this is to me. Show thyself a man. I am a man. I have come in the form of a man. I am here in the form of a man. Who art thou? What is thy name that when thy sayings come to pass, we shall do thee honor? My name is asked for. I don't just give my name. My name is asked for in the law. The Gentiles. Okay? They that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. You shall be blameless. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. And the things which I present to you, the secrets that are in the Authorized Version Bible, they are honest things. They are not deceitful things. They are honest things, true things. Show us our way that we shall go. Seek and search out all. That's the. I've done the signs. What signs is it talking about? Signs of all things. I've done them. And on it goes in the Gentiles' official call and promises intended to be received by God. The call, the promises, and God's answer. We, the Gentiles, said to my Lord, to the unknown God, hear us, O Lord. We are thine. Come thou and reign over us. Be thou on the earth. Show thyself a man. Who art thou? And thou, Tommy O'Hart, the Lord, said to thy servant, I am the Lord thy God. And we said to my Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we shall do thee honor? And thou, Tommy O'Hart, said to thy servant, Tommy O'Hart is my name. And we said to my Lord, where dwellest thou? You get that? You could say, and the word says, where dwellest thou? The word says, what is thy name? We Gentiles saying these things, and we need to make the application. On and off. The Gentiles' promises for God. We shall do thee honor. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us. We the Gentiles will serve thee. You shall be blameless. We the Gentiles will do as thou sayest. These are promises made by the Gentiles. They that war against thee shall perish. Thou shalt be secure. Promises. It's time for the Gentiles to keep their promises and fulfill their vows. It's time for the Gentiles to do the law. Do the law. As they have stated in their Declaration of Conversion, we will do all the words of the law. Okay, the hour is up. The hour is up. I'm not pleased with the response that I got Sunday. The call in Sunday. I'm not pleased with the response. And don't forget this, that I'm considering having all black people to wear the mark, just as the Gentiles shall wear the mark. I'm considering that. Why? Because black people have refused to receive instruction coming from the AVB and coming from the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart. The statement that I began with, God, Tommy O'Hart, has given to the world the knowledge of the secret things which were hid in the AVB, also called King James Version, and we know that the AVB is what? Authorized Version Bible. also called King James Version. God, Tommy O'Hart, has given to the world the knowledge of the secret things which were hid in the AZB. You talk about big. That's big. That's huge. That is just big. I can't say anything else. Join me next time, Thursday, 7 o'clock. Nope. That'll be Sunday, 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. 8 a.m. 8 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning, Eastern Standard Time. Join me then. Don't forget, keep the commandment coming from the Lord your God to send the $30 in. Send the $30 in to Tommy O'Hart, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, Post Office Box 983-30815. Obey the law. Obey the law. Till next time.